So with It Happened in Florida, that means that Woody and I will be sharing a couple of stories, three actually, to get your mind working, get you thinking. And you have to figure out which one of the three true stories actually happened in the Sunshine State of Florida. It's really that simple. They're all true, but they could have happened anywhere all over the globe. And we tip our cap to Florida with this game. It's a tribute is what it is. And Woody will start us off with story number one.
Drive-by shootings. I think we can all agree, not a good thing.
Right. Right.
Way to go out on a limb. You're right, Woody. I hate, take a stand. That's good.
I hate to just, you know, throw it out there, but it's just one of the things that America can agree upon. And how many times in a drive-by shooting is your mom the one doing the drive-by shooting? Not your mom specifically, but
I'm not going to roll over on my mom.
Okay, good. Because you know what happens to snitches. I bring it up because the mom in story number one is the one who was accused of a drive-by shooting on her son. When asked why, quote, "I'll be damned if I let him have the last word," end quote. So great family dynamic going on here. There was an argument, basically, that the mom thought that her son, who's 46 years old, rode away on his bicycle with her cell phone. And she's like, "Oh, no, you didn't." And that's when she got in the car and cranked off a few shots at him. Now, come to find out that the phone was actually still in mom's house. And the good news is 66-year-old woman is behind bars. Was it in Florida where there was an argument? She wasn't going to let him have the last word, and that led to a drive-by shooting.
Well, I don't have any moms trying to kill their kids stories, but I hope story number two is a little bit more lighthearted. It's a man who was arrested for breaking into an acquaintance's home, but it's what he did when he got inside this guy's home that has led to certainly what makes it an It Happened in Florida story. He was arrested for something, Chelsea. What was he arrested for?
Well, he broke in, and yes, then he made a hot pocket and shaved the cat.
Wow, I like the shave the cat part.
I see you've got your weekend planned out. No, he was arrested for, quote, "a lewd act with the victim's toothbrush." You may be saying, I'd like a little bit more information. When you say a lewd act with the victim's toothbrush, what are we talking about?
You'd have to be caught in the act to know, right?
Well, it was intentional. He filmed himself completing the lewd act on the victim's toothbrush.
Oh, no.
Was not caught initially. Was only caught because, obviously, he wanted the victim to know that he had performed a lewd act on his toothbrush. But only several days later, of course, after the victim had already used the toothbrush. It's that old story. We've heard variations on it. Mm. No mention of what the lewd act is, so you're going to have to let your mind wander on that one. But I don't believe we've ever heard of someone being arrested officially for this. My question is, was it Florida? Woody's got the third and final.
We talked about it not too long ago about when you happen upon an animal in the middle of the road, whether you choose to swerve to avoid the animal or you just go ahead and plow over the animal. And I think the consensus was from driving instructors and various people that you just try and keep going. But somebody in these United States of America had a difficult decision because, well, should you swerve to avoid the kangaroo in the middle of the road, or should you try and swerve and go around it? Again, this in these United States of America.
I feel like you just gave the same option right, twice.
Should you hit the animal or swerve and go around it?
Okay. There was two swerves in your first example.
I've been drinking.
I don't hit the kangaroo.
The kangaroo?
No.
That's what they chose, and sadly, they ended up in the ditch and then ended up in the hospital after the accident. But how often do you come up over the hill and you see a kangaroo in the middle of the road in the United States of America? That's when the cops learned that there was a kangaroo farm in this particular town. Kangaroo farm. For what? We don't exactly know.
Name of my new band.
Was it in Florida where a couple of the kangaroos escaped from the kangaroo farm and caused a vehicle to crash? Brad is up first to try and solve our quiz. Brad, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
I'm going to try story number one.
Number one! Yeah. Mom's not letting you have the last word, and she's going to follow you. She claims she wasn't trying to hurt her son and that she intentionally aimed over his head in the drive-by shooting. So you got that to look forward to, well, I guess.
I feel like she didn't do anything wrong then if she was only firing warning shots over her son's head in a drive-by.
I disagree. Panama City Beach, Florida is where that one went down.
And watch your toothbrushes in Paducah, Kentucky, where a man had another man break in, film himself performing a lewd act on the dude's toothbrush, and then a couple of days later, hey, how your teeth doing? I was at your house a couple of days ago. Did you see this?
Dodson, Montana, by the way, is where there is a new kangaroo farm. Dodson, population 124. I looked it up. That's why most people didn't know that there was a kangaroo farm in Montana.
When you hear lewd act on a toothbrush,
mm-hmm.
Front butt or back butt? What are we? What do you imagine this?
Front
day?
Butt and back butt.
As a man, am I a man?
Are you a man? I don't know.
Trasero de frente, trasero de atrás.
I mean, is like if he was to number two on the guy's toothbrush, is that a lewd act, or does a lewd act have to involve the genital
wang?
I don't know the rules on that.
Wang.
Would it be called a lewd act if he just soiled it?
In my head, it was a
wee-wee area,
sort of like using it like a Q-tip. He sort of swabbed the area.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's what Chelsea was thinking. I don't know if that's a lewd act.
You don't know if that's a lewd
act? Do you
act.
Want what, did you do that with your toothbrush?
No, it's not pleasant and certainly unwanted, but is it lewd?
What? So you need the definition of lewd act.
I guess I do. I feel like a lewd act has to be sexual.
Well, then back.
No.
Then back?
You asked me originally front butt or back butt. I'm saying back.
Okay, so you think it's the classic, because we've heard people talk about that.
Right.
But I felt like there must have been something else going on here. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe lewd does cover that as well. Just food for thought. I'm going to look up lewd. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
We do have a new batch of Fun with Golf audio on the way, and we'll kick that off next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.